Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
We're going to have some fun. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. Rhianne Horgan joining me here today, retirement and financial expert and founder and CEO of Kinder. And Kinder is something that you're going to want to know a lot about. One of the things I want to say to everybody, and this is coming from me to all of you. A lot of times when we reach a certain age, and it doesn't matter what you think that age is, something happens to us. We go through a period of time that we start to see our life in the most of fearful ways. Today's show with Rhianne talks about one particular aspect of this, but I will tell you, fear has no place or no room in our future, and it doesn't. Yesterday, as I stood on a stage with John Legend, and we did a video soon to be released talking about possibilities. One of the things I was struck by is that we have got to have information and we've got to have guidance from others. I was so struck by the fact that regardless of what age you are, but mostly if you're in those years where you're not sure whether or not you're going to get enough funds for this or that, today's show's for you. Because information and partnership with somebody that knows is the most important things that you can do. Welcome to the show today. I mean, this is, you know, it's really an understatement, Rhianne. You know, when we talk about information or knowledge is power, isn't it? But this here is so scary for people that they don't even want to find out. What have you found about this? And thank you for bringing this conversation to the forefront.
Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Pat. I think, you know, retirement is a phase of life that I think brings out a lot of different emotions. One is excitement about the new opportunities, but as you mentioned, is also a lot of people that, you know, are fearful at the beginning because of the unknown. And I think one of the things that struck me, so I started Kinder after helping my father plan for retirement, and I was really surprised by how complex we're making it for modern Americans to navigate the basics, how to figure out Social Security, how to figure out Medicare. You know, today we make the average American read a 300-page book on Social Security or read a 160-page primer on Medicare. And I think that breeds a lot of doubt in individuals' minds because they realize they themselves are not the experts but have these like really important decisions to make. And that was the foundation of why we built Kinder, which was how do we help Americans retire fearlessly and feel really confident about their decisions that they make as they embark on this new retirement in America, not the old retirement, but the new retirement.
So don't you like the way I changed the name of your company from Kinder to Kinder?
I love it.
Well, you know, part of this is when I look at this, and let's just talk about that emotionally for folks like us, right? You know, when I think about what you're doing, I think there in the word, you know, of what you've created, there is an essence and an energy to this, whether it's Kinder or Kinder, but there's an energy to this that really taps in to how to treat and respect people. Just in the very nature of the word itself. But beyond that, I gotta ask you this question. What was it about you, meaning your journey, your life, where you said you're going to create this? And the reason I say that is because there's a story behind every innovative idea. And that's what I know that you must have, a story behind this.
So Dr. Pat, I think, for me, I had worked in very traditional financial services for about 17 years, helping families, make these kind of tough and complex financial decisions. And along the way, I started seeing the power of how modern technology was taking things that used to be perceived as really complex and making them much easier to understand. So really got bitten by the technology bug. And as that was happening, my parents were embarking on retirement. And it was that conversation, frankly, with my parents that got me to where I was, which was I felt it was really unfair that we were forcing them to spend time at Barnes & Noble reading this 300-page book or spending time reading this 150-page Medicare document. And it's you're forcing people to become experts. You're not giving them a chance to actually be successful. And so I saw myself, this amazing technology, the ability to take these things that are fairly complex but actually synthesize them down to the real decisions that retirees want to make. And that was the beginning of Kinder, which was how do we help this generation of Americans that have this new challenge that no one is designing things for? So most people are building technology for people in their 20s. You and I both know that this generation of baby boomers were the first users of computers in the 80s. They've lived their lives with technology. And they know how to use technology and they embrace it, but people are not building for them. And so we set out on this mission to really simplify modern retirement, to help give our users confidence in the decisions, and to kind of unleash them with easy to use technology so they can make the decision whenever they want it and not be forced to have to, make these hour-long appointments, get through traffic to get to appointments. But really do it in the peace and quiet of their own home, either have a phone call with us or engage online.
Well, I got to tell you, you nailed it. One of the things that, for me that I think about is when you get to that point in life, the amount of information that's put in front of you is daunting. And, I have to say that many of us did exactly what you're suggesting. And we're going to talk about Kinder and what it is right now, is that we got some people to say, hey, look, you guys, you've just gone through this. Can you help us? But let's talk about what you're zooming in with for most people. The idea of talking about money, like when you say the money word, pretty much you could clear a room out with that. Because people don't have help from someone like you to navigate through the waters. And so before they're even in their boat, they're already seeing 50-foot waves. Tell us about what you do and how this helps people navigate.
So I think the first thing, we really help our customers understand is that retirement isn't what it used to be. So this kind of old fact pattern of retiring at 62 and not necessarily having something active that you're doing in retirement isn't what retirement looks like. In fact, most people today are quote unquote gliding into retirement. So they're moving from full time to part time. They might be starting a new career. I think about, for example, women in their 50s and 60s are the most successful hosts on Airbnb. I have met a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers who are in their 60s and 70s, and the extra cash is helpful and might be covering their Medicare expenses, but they also love the socialization of talking to people during the day, which if they were sitting at home all day, they wouldn't have that engagement. And so what I find in the conversation, the first thing is defining what retirement looks like and that it isn't this black and white, it is this transition period. And the second thing we spend a lot of time talking to customers about is really understanding spending. So if we can understand your spending and we understand what you've saved, we can help you figure out what that retirement paycheck looks like and help you understand whether or not you're set up to have a paycheck that's going to last long enough. But I think if you bring it back to spending, which is how do you spend your money? What are you spending your money on right now? And by the way, how might your retirement spending look differently? Are you thinking about moving? What does your healthcare cost look like? These decisions we can help with and really ground it in those day-to-day decisions that you're making so you can take charge.
Yeah. I mean, what do you find is the greatest challenge as you're working with people? Can you tell us what you see showing up, if you don't mind?
I think the greatest challenge is literally the complexity of the accounts that our customers have. And it isn't that these individuals own these esoteric investments. It's just literally the number of accounts. So the average baby boomer has had six different jobs since kind of in their mid-20s, which often means they'll have six different retirement accounts. It doesn't mean that there are lots of big accounts, but it could be you know, $5,000 in one place, $10,000 in another place, $100,000 somewhere else. If they're married or have a partner, their partner has accounts too. You know, by the way, you can't consolidate accounts with your partner. If they're retirement accounts, they have to be kept individually. And so what I first of all find is that people don't even know what they have. So there are accounts everywhere. And so one of the first things that we do is just try to get a wholesome picture of like, where are and what is any account, so we can understand like what you actually have. Once you start there, you can then start to have a conversation around spending and what that paycheck could look like in retirement. But it's literally, how many accounts do you have? And it is surprising how many people have north of 10 financial accounts once you start factoring in bank accounts, credit cards, insurance, et cetera.
When people think about these next years, and I'll tell you, I'm one of these people, because, you know, when I took a look at where I was, what I did, and how I did it, I was very clear that I wanted to do something different for the next part of my life, you know. And it wasn't setting up an Airbnb. It was basically creating a network, a talk radio network, and now a media company. But part of this is that we have to know how to get our hands on resources. And, you know, I didn't. You know, this is our 15th year for the show, and I clearly didn't have the kind of knowledge or wherewithal you're willing to share. What is the best way for people to find out about this? And is there a phone number for them to call? How do you suggest they do that?
Yeah, so getting started at Kinder is really easy. You can either visit us online at kinder.com, which is KINDUR.com. And you can get started with our free planning tools. Or you can call us at 1-800-961-3572. And we have licensed retirement experts who are available for free consultations to help you get started.
You know, I got to ask you this last question. I know you're going to, you know, go on to another interview. Can you talk about where you see the future for the kind of services you provide?
So one of the words you use as you're describing what you built was network. I think about community. Yeah. Right? Community for baby boomers is really important. And we're really excited about building a community that you can come to and trust the advice that you're getting, that it's in your best interest, you know, fiduciary first for the customer, and is really intended not to overcomplicate the situation. You know, what we see out there is that oftentimes things are made more complex to try to kind of require you to spend too much time or to pay someone a lot of money to help you navigate. And I actually think that with really easy to use technology, our consumers can navigate a lot of these decisions together with us in a much more cost effective manner. And then when they're surrounded by their community, they have that additional confidence around the decisions that they're making.
Yeah, and I love that you said that. In our industry, here's what we also have found out in support of what you're saying. One of the fastest growing segments for talk radio is people that are, let's just say, more seasoned in their years on Saturdays and Sundays. And as a result of this, we'll be expanding our network to that next February, because we have always been a network in response to the people that need the message. And that, I think, is what you're doing. You know, you are there for people that are literally struggling to find answers, and they need to know you actually exist in a way that you can help them. So I want to thank you for that.
Great. Well, it's great to be here with you. And again, you know, at Kinder, you know, our goal is to to help modern retirees feel confident about their financial future, yeah, help them make their savings last longer, and ultimately empower them to retire fearlessly. As you started out, this is about not having fear. It's about embracing retirement. And we want to be your partner to make that happen.
All right. I am loving it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Please give the website out one more time.
It's kinder.com, KINDUR.com, or 1-800-961-3572.
All right.
Look forward to speaking with you.
Yeah, rock on. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pat.
Awesome. Thank you. Keep on doing this. Thank you. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dr. Pat.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know what the issue is, actually. I understand that, but I don't know what's causing the issue, so I wouldn't have a clue without being there.
Hey, we've been joined with Dr. Pat.
Hello, Dr. Pat. How you doing?
Good, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for
taking the opportunity here.
No, thank you. I'm saying your name, Frank Scafidi. Did I get it right?
Perfect.
All right.
Absolutely. That was perfect.
All right. Well, you know, I've had a lot of, with a last name like this silly, I've had a lot of experience.
Can't imagine. Not the first Python you've talked to.
No. It's always good though. Okay. You ready? I'm going to give us a countdown and off we go.
Okay.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Okay, so many of you have heard the show, and one of the things we've talked about, especially when I brought to the forefront what was happening with me personally, when it comes to scams, look, there are a lot of ways that can happen, but there's one way in particular you need to know about, because above most other scams, it sounds so real. And that is the top 5 insurance fraud scams that you could think about. Frank Scafidi is joining me here today, and he is a representative of the National Insurance Crime Bureau and has created a special investigative unit to help with this. Frank, thanks for joining me here today. I think that there are a lot of scams out there. I mean, I've even had somebody create a Facebook page in my name. But when it comes to insurance and insurance fraud, there are so many things that look so real. Sometimes it's hard to determine. How big is this issue?
Oh, it's huge. And thanks, Dr. Pat, for taking the opportunity here. But across the nation, the FBI estimates that there's probably $40 billion or more lost to fraudulent claims just within the property and casualty industry. So this impacts everybody who buys auto or homeowners insurance through the cost of their premium. They're much higher than they should be because of all the fraud.
Mm-hmm.
What we see primarily across the nation are generally 5 different kinds. There are many kinds of insurance fraud, but staged accidents, and you mentioned what could be just a normally occurring bit of activity on the street. A lot of times accidents occur and they're not accidents.
Right.
They're intentional crashes.
Right.
So people have to be aware that if they're involved, especially if they rear end somebody and you're wondering, how did that happen? There was no reason for that vehicle to stop short like that. You could be the mark, the victim of one of these staged accident crews. So these things occur all the time across the country, but primarily in states where there's no-fault insurance systems like New York, New Jersey, Michigan. But they happen elsewhere, too.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things to say about this particular one is that there's been so much in our pop culture television, in whether it's TV shows or movies, where people have got a sense of awareness of what it could look like. And so for those of us that perhaps plug in, we have a sense of, wait a minute, something's weird here. But the other thing is, and you're going to cover this, folks don't know what to do, and they don't know how to determine. So let's go through all of these, and then I'm really interested in you telling us how people can protect themselves.
Sure. Well, in the first case, in the staged accidents or phony accidents, that's very hard to determine. You know, you may have a feeling that it's not right or that it wasn't necessary, but here you are in the middle of this situation. You could have traffic being backed up. You could have all kinds of other stimuli around affecting your decisions and your assessment, but don't worry about that at the time. The first thing to do is to just try to record the incident, either through using your smartphone or camera. Take pictures of the scene, of the vehicles, of the damage, of any passengers in the vehicle that you hit, because very often these phony accidents will generate not so much the accident. That's just a gateway to more extensive fraud that occurs when the people in that vehicle, and they might not be there when the accident happened, but when that claim starts its process, all of a sudden there are going to be 2, 3, 4 people that were in that vehicle who just appeared out of thin air. So when you've got photographic evidence that shows no one was there, right there, that's your best defense to refute this sort of stuff. And very often when people see you taking the time to take pictures, that will deter them from pursuing that in the first place. So you still have to deal with the accident, but you're not dealing with what could be a potential for even more extensive insurance costs for you, because you've got evidence that it was a scam.
Yeah, and attorneys really need that. I mean, anybody that gets in an accident, I'll tell you my number one thing is what I say to folks is, you know, don't think that you can handle all this yourself. It's really not that easy to do. But pictures are by far now something we have at our fingertips to help us.
Absolutely. And my middle son, by the way, actually, he put a video camera, dash cam, in his vehicle. So he paid for that out of his pocket. It covers like 180 degrees from the windshield, and it has been helpful in a number of incidents. So fortunately, no accidents, but a lot of near misses. And if people would have that, very often they can find that their insurance costs might even be reduced because they've taken the additional step to get that sort of equipment on their car to help protect them and ultimately your insurer from a bogus claim.
Yeah, I mean, what you're bringing to the forefront is so important. What's some of the other things you see? I know the next one I want to talk to you about is towing. And I have seen, I mean, all you got to do is watch the People's Court, so to speak, and you can watch how this starts to happen. Some things are so inexcusable. I think I hear more about cars or vehicles being towed than you can even imagine. And people are just like, I don't know how that happened. Tell us about this from your perspective.
Well, we're like hitting all of them. Now, my daughter was the victim of one of these things. So,
yeah.
You know, our family is like a walking public service announcement against these scams. But
you're like a little scam magnet.
I don't even want to give you that name.
Yeah, I take that back.
Yeah, that's okay. My mother-in-law used it often. But anyway, we have tow companies. You know, there are legitimate tow companies, and you'll see them usually operating very nice equipment. You know, everything is above board. They've got phone numbers, addresses, license numbers. Everything's on their vehicles. And then you've got these tow rigs that look like they were put together in somebody's backyard with spare parts from a bad movie. And those, you know, generally, not to besmirch that crew, but very often the ones who are engaging in this kind of scam activity will show up at an accident, unannounced, nobody called them, all of a sudden here's a tow truck. And they're very good at getting people to sign on the line of a blank document or something that has just a couple of dollars for a tow fee. And yet when you get that vehicle, try to get that vehicle out of the tow yard, you're gonna realize that they've charged $1,000, $1,500 or more, because now you've got all these additional fees and charges for things that weren't on the document to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So the lesson there for all of us is don't be rushed into signing anything, especially at an accident scene by a tow truck that arrives when it was never called by you or anyone else there. Take your time.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And many people probably already have tow coverage through their insurance, so they should take the time before they need it to just investigate what their towing service is and how to acquire it should you need it. So when you call a tow truck, that person shows up, you know it's legit. And if somebody shows up before the one you called, tell them to take a hike. You don't need the service.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, one of the things for sure that I think that we all want to be aware of is how to spot these things. You know, you said there were five of these. Let's hit the other two if we could.
So we've got, everyone's familiar with the term slip and fall.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, and we've all seen the videos on TV of some of the more egregious ones. But generally, someone will walk into a retail operation, and most of the big box stores have the covers. They've got the money in the deep pockets to protect themselves. So they all have video surveillance systems inside and outside. And the scam, a slip and fall that's pulled in a joint like that, is not successful. It's the other, it's the small scale, maybe a neighborhood store, a mom and pop operation who can't afford perhaps the coverage to protect against this stuff. So those are the targets where these kinds of scammers will go and try that sort of a routine. And more often than not, they'll ask for cash up front to sort of prevent a more expensive lawsuit, or they'll tell the shop owner, listen, I don't feel that bad. Let me just go get checked out by my doctor, and I'll get back to you. Meanwhile, that store owner is on pins and needles expecting God knows what kind of lawsuit. And when that suspect returns and says, $1,000 is all it costs me to get my chiropractor visits or whatever else they're going to tell him, and they'll ask for an amount just to make it go away, and that shopkeeper, more often than not, will pay it because for them, that's the price of them not getting sued out of business. So that happens, unfortunately, in a lot of communities as well.
Yeah, and we've seen that, certainly have seen that in our pop culture on how that unfolds, right? And again, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do in these cases except to understand it, to know what the next steps are, right, with that. The last one I find is very interesting to talk about, and that is this idea of vehicle glass repair. I think that's kind of an interesting one, only because here we literally have commercials from a glass fixing company where they have thrown a brick at the windshield. So I'm not sure if that's good advertising, but tell us about this one. I know, you're laughing, right?
Well, you know, yeah. Anything these days, you see it on TV, and these people making all these kinds of crazy claims, and it could be legit or not. But the kinds of glass fraud or windshield fraud that we find common all across the nation, and I experience it here. I live in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And it's you go get gas at a gas station or get your car washed, and you'll see the little Easy Ups set up.
Yes, exactly.
With, you know, the big banner, free windshield replacement.
Yeah.
Well, that's a clue, because nothing in life is free. So these folks will come up to you, and they're very good at talking you into providing your insurance company's name, maybe even your policyholder. Some folks will even show them their insurance card. Mm-hmm. But once they have all that information, they'll send you to one of their partners to replace your windshield or do the repair. And meanwhile, they're billing your insurance company not only for that windshield, or for perhaps many more, because that's, once they have your policy and your company name, they're off to the races.
Yeah.
So you don't see that. That's a back-end fraud. But that company getting so many of these claims, not just from this one fraudster, but from thousands of others that are legitimate, you know, it gets lost in the volume.
Yeah.
And so the risk to you as a person who does that is that when you sign that, again, there will be a piece of paper presented to you. When you sign that document, not knowing what it says, you may be assigning away your rights or your contractual rights with your insurer to that third party, and then you have no recourse if the glass that's used to repair your vehicle is a substandard quality or is some sort of, or it's flawed somehow. When you deal with your insurance company, you're going to get the kind of glass that should be in that vehicle, and you don't have to worry about it falling out of your car if you stop short someday.
Yeah.
So it's just, this is the kind of fraud that happens that we just don't see it. Most people don't think about that, because most of us generally are sort of honest, and we don't think the way a criminal mind thinks.
I know. Well, let's make sure we give people information. I mean, I know this is a short interview, but there's lots of information, and I wanted to make sure we give that out. And then my last question is, you know, what's at the top of your list for tips for people? So first, let's give out the website.
Sure. Your listeners can find us at NICB, for National Insurance Crime Bureau, NICB.org. And there's all kinds of information there on all these scams and what they can do to protect themselves.
Awesome. Frank, top of your list, give us your top three. What should people do?
I'm drawing a blank at my age. What should people do to protect themselves?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. First and foremost, try to slow down and just take your time before you sign anything.
Yeah,
don't sign anything unless you really know what you're signing. That, we hear that time and again, but it is so important.
It's a big one. We could do a whole hour show just on that.
sure. And the other thing is to be sure you understand before you need it what your insurance coverage is and what it provides for, so that if you do get in a situation, well, you'll have thought this through before the urgency of an incident, and you know, okay, I have this, 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 I'll call my company, they'll handle it. You don't have to rush through any sort of a, you know, a document signing process mm-hmm. with somebody you've never seen before. And the third thing really is to just, as far as your driving and phony accidents, just kind of be aware of the surroundings of the scene at the time of an accident so you can recall all of that later on if need be. If we actually, our investigators working with insurance company investigators can build a case where a phony accident or a staged accident ring has targeted your vehicle, mm-hmm. that's very helpful because you're the best witness for that.
I love it. Frank, thank you so much. One last thing, website again.
NICB.org.
Okay, everybody, there's a lot of information here, and this is more common than you think. Thank you, Frank. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody. Frank Scafidi is joined me here today. Yep, and this is all about public affairs. He is the director, but more importantly, he is looking out for you. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. Appreciate it.
That rocked.
Great job on that last name pronunciation. That
yeah,
was,
boy.
Muy bello.
Yeah, Pazano.
Molto bello.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I guess what I had last night? I had,
what?
Brought me back old school. We're in L.A. Getting ready to do a video shoot with John Legend, and we went downstairs for dinner, and the most delicious, I've never had it, you know, fennel, the most delicious,
sure,
you know,
yeah.
The tops of the fennel, they somehow either roasted it or fried it or they made it crispy. It was to die for. It was so good.
Oh, wow.
I know. Just thought I'd share that with you.
I'm getting hungry already.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Rock on, okay?
Take care.
Right, thank
all
you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer.
call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Hi there. Hello? Can you guys hear me okay? I don't think I have anybody. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I got you. I just thought, oh my God, what did I do? Hit a wrong button?
No, you're fine. We're connected. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity to speak with you.
You betcha. Here we go. I'm going to love this. This is my favorite holiday.
Mine too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, people think I'm weird, but I don't think I'm weird.
Not at all. If not, we're going to be weird together.
Thank you. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, welcome to our good news segment. And this is really good news. I found a kindred spirit. Yes, somebody that thinks about Halloween the way that I think about it. And I am joined here today by Martin.
I love your enthusiasm.
Oh, my God. You know how many? I've been doing this 15 years. Finally, a soulmate. Martin, thank you so much. Look, Halloween could be so much fun, but it's not just a family event. I have a group of about 30 of us. We get together and we bring our power tools and we carve pumpkins. Tell us about your enthusiasm for Halloween and how we can create quality time.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I love the enthusiasm. I can hear the energy in your voice. So for me, you know, Halloween is the same thing. It's a moment of great excitement because we really get to prepare for it early. And if you think about it, unlike other holidays where we have to stress in the kitchen, you know, cooking an elaborate meal or, you know, going out shopping for that perfect holiday gift for family and friends, right? Halloween is just about having fun, passing on traditions from one generation to the next and making, you know, beautiful memories in the process. So, of course, when we start decorating for Halloween, I'm going to give you a pop quiz, Dr. Pat.
All right, right.
What's the first thing that we need?
When we
need to carve a?
Pumpkin.
Carve a pumpkin, yeah.
A pumpkin.
Ding, 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 you won.
I won.
Absolutely. And yeah, we need pumpkin. Yeah.
But you also need power tools. You need pumpkin and power tools. That's the way we do it.
It depends on how,
I know.
How you know, the top you want to get and how extra, if you will. But certainly with other tools, you can make the process so much simpler. But indeed, with decorating with pumpkins, you can decorate the outside, you can decorate the inside. And it's all about just coming up with new innovative designs that will really give your decor now for Halloween that wow factor.
Okay, I am so interested in this because I, you know, when I go to my friend's house, I'm a little one note. So are you going to enlighten me today? Enlighten me on how I can bring some new creativity.
I will enlighten you, and I'll do something even better because I'm going to offer you one of the best tools out there to really come up with, you know, intricate designs that look like a professional person did it. However, you will be able to do it yourself, Dr. Pat. Like, because the trend, you were talking about getting together with your friends, the trend is not about just coming together and being creative. So you want to carve, you know, amazing pumpkin designs that You're not going to be afraid to do so because you want to embrace your inner artist and you want to look at the pumpkin as if it's almost like a round canvas. Now, in order to do that, you need the right tools, as I said before. No power tools are necessary, I promise you that, because Pumpkin Masters makes the pumpkin carving process so much easier. They provide the tools, they provide all the patterns, and they are all safe and easy to use with step-by-step instructions. And when I say safe and easy to use, I'm referring to, you know, kids at heart and kids of all ages and also adults. You're going to get professional, great results that look like a masterpiece, and they're just going to look spectacular. They're going to look amazing.
Wow. Tell me something. Of course, you are the master at this, but what was it that got you so fascinated with this? And the reason I ask that question, and people always say to me, oh my gosh, why is it Halloween for you, Pat? My story is there's nothing more fun than the Halloween parade in the West Village of New York where I grew up. So how about you? What's the most funnest for you?
Well, and you pretty much just hit it on the head because you associate Halloween with beautiful childhood memories growing up.
Yeah.
And it's all about passing on traditions, like I said before. For me, it's the same thing. It's about, you know, coming together with my family, with my friends, remembering my childhood, going to the pumpkin patch, finding the right, you know, pumpkin that we can decorate together as a family, and just feeling proud of your work. Obviously, you know, years later, as an adult, I became an interior designer. And for me, it's all about, you know, achieving a beautiful look in a space through furniture and through different decorative accessories. But you can also express yourself and become an interior designer, if you will, by designing the perfect pumpkin that represents who you are this Halloween season. And again, Pumpkin Masters just makes that process so much easy for everyone to do. You don't have to be a professional designer. You don't have to be a professional artist. You just have to follow their step-by-step instructions.
Okay. This is one of these things, and I know you know about it, because as a kid growing up, I was really self-conscious. Well, I stuttered. You know what I mean? If you stutter, there's not much you're going to be able to really feel confident about. But when it came to this, there was never an ugly pumpkin carving. And what I love about what you're talking about is this is the place where people, families come together. They could do this together, have some fun, and totally out of the box, right?
I totally agree with you. So yes, you can start with an easy pattern, for example, like the traditional jack-o'-lantern that we all know how to carve out, you know, triangles for eyes and triangle for teeth in the mouth, or even for the nose. However, you can progress from there and come up with more challenging designs just with patterns that you choose. But I'm sure you're on board with this trend. You know how now we see typography and different inspirational phrases and lettering in home decor?
Yeah,
now you can apply the same thing with your pumpkin. So you can have sayings like trick or treat. You can have sayings like creepy. Other sayings, for example, that say eat, drink, and be scary. So it's almost like the pumpkin becomes a message board or a bulletin board of sorts, which again is one of the hottest trends that we see in home decor. And now you can apply it to a pumpkin and to Halloween as well.
Everybody, this is Martin Amato joining me here today. Now look, Martin, look, you are radio, television, you're everywhere. This is something that is so in your wheelhouse. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I want you to be able to tell folks how they can find out more, because this is one of those areas where we want to get people to get an advanced look at.
Absolutely. So listen, right now you can log on to pumpkinmasters.com. It's a great resource for carving tips and tricks. Also, you know, entertaining ideas if you're hosting the perfect, like, pumpkin carving party together, which, by the way, is one of my favorite things to do. So you can gather, you know, family and friends of all ages, maybe gather the kids in one corner with a craft table. They can work on the miniature pumpkin. The adults can be, obviously, you know, enjoying themselves as well, you know, channeling their inner kid with the pumpkin design, coming up with some amazing masterpieces. But then you, as a host or hostess, can have like a punch table of apple cider. You can have delicious treats, cookies, you know, just all the things that we associate with Halloween. Of course, it's pumpkin carving and delicious treats. But let's say you don't want so much of the sugar involved. You can actually take, and tell me if you've done this before, Dr. Pat, you can actually take the pumpkins from the real pumpkin you're carving out, and you can place them in the oven and toast them and come up with a really tasty and healthy treat at the same time.
Oh my gosh, my absolute favorite to do. Absolute favorite. One of the things I did want to ask you about, because this is something that we started to do with the kids, you know, what kids do when they do this, we started to make it an event, but not a competitive one. And what we did right. was we told the kids we were going to be giving prizes out. And we had these little pumpkin medals. My friend is a metalsmith. We had these little pumpkin, like you have won best pumpkin for all of the kids. Kids like things like that. Do you see a trend for that?
Absolutely, because, you know, I think we all love to express ourselves, whether yeah. it's coloring, whether it's arts and crafts, whether it's performing on stage or theater or ballet, you know, depending on what exactly your hobby or your passion is. And you can really channel that creativity and express yourself, as I've been saying all along, through, you know, pumpkin carving, especially now for the Halloween season. The also, you know, advantage to this, if I can call it an advantage,
yeah.
is the fact that, as you said before, when you do something yourself with your own hands, you feel proud. You feel proud yeah. of what you created, and no one can take that, you know, away from you. And again, it's that beautiful moment captured in time that your family can photograph. You can put on social media, by the way, on Instagram or Facebook. Everybody else can enjoy it as well. And I do want to tell you one other thing, that with Pumpkin Masters, they also provide like really cool battery-operated lights as well.
Yep.
So you don't have to use, you know, real candles, which can also be dangerous outdoors, or even just not practical, because sometimes if a gust of wind comes along, it blows. They have like strobe light effects. They have just different ways of creating that mood and that, you know, ambiance, spooky experience, if you want, for your trick-or-treaters this Halloween season. So Pumpkin Masters has really thought about everything. You just need to grab a pumpkin and start, you know, expressing your creativity with the pumpkin designs.
And I want to just tell everybody, go to pumpkinmasters.com. Fabulous site. And one of the other things that you said, I just want to talk about it really quickly. One of the greatest inventions of all time for decorating are these battery-operated LED lights. I mean, you just nailed it. This is really, kids love to light up their pumpkins. And the old school way was literally to do that. This is now safe and it's fun. And beyond all of this, right? You know this, Martin, right? You can get creative with the lights.
Exactly, yeah. So again, you can almost have multicolored lights that changes the look and the colors of the pumpkins inside. But I mean, both you and I know this, and the kids know this as well. I mean, you can carve out a beautiful design on a pumpkin, but until you literally light it, you can't really appreciate it. The pumpkin literally comes to life as soon as you put that battery-operated light inside, and that's where it almost becomes like a showcase, almost like
yep.
you're watching a screen or photograph come to life. And that feeling is amazing. It's amazing. And again, it's part of those emotions and traditions and memories that you're creating every single year, but still adding on to them as the years progress by adding new family members, new friends, you know, maybe your kids have children and then you have grandchildren, so on and so forth. So it's just about building from one tradition and adding on to another.
I'm all over the floating skull. I'm all over that. I've already hit
yeah.
up. Yeah, I'm all. I know you got to run. Thank you. One last question. Personal message. What do you want to leave us with? I really am. I'm all over the floating skull. That's already on my
yeah.
list.
So what I want you to do, Dr. Pat, is go ahead and, you know, work on these amazing creations. You know, choose your favorite kit from Pumpkin Masters, because they do have different kits. So
yeah.
it's all about expressing your personality and choosing the right one. And go ahead and place it on social media and, you know, tag Pumpkin Masters. You can go ahead and tag me as well. And that way I can go ahead and take a look. But listen, it's all about just having fun, staying safe this Halloween. And as I keep saying, just, you know, creating beautiful memories together with your friends, no matter how old you are. That's the beauty.
Yeah. Thank you so much for all of this. And by the way, folks, when you go there, there are carving kits for everyone, everybody in your family. If you're thinking, well, I have a young child, no, take a look at this. These kits are geared for everyone. Take a look, find the one that'll work for you, and let's bring family to family this Halloween. Thank you, Martin.
Well said, Dr. Pat. Take care.
All happy right, everybody.
Fall, happy
Woo, baby, we're going to have some fun posting. All right, everybody, short break. We'll be right back. Yahoo!
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you, Martin. Bye-bye.
Bye.